Insurance is just one of those things hardly anyone's excited about. You're paying money for something you hopefully never have to use. Insane, right? You might be nodding your head or laughing about how ridiculous this idea is. And it is kind of weird how insurance works. But the main reason you get it is protection and peace of mind for yourself and for your family. Life happens. Over the past year, we've had reminders that the unexpected can and does come up. While we hardly have control over things like that, it doesn't mean that we just let stuff happen. Taking a little bit of time now, while you can, gives you an ability to protect your family. And to help you get it done, Jennifer Fitzgerald, CEO and co-founder of Policy Genius, is sharing her expertise. In this episode, we'll get into what disability insurance is and why you need it, how to figure out whether term or whole life insurance is best for your situation, and questions to go over together as a couple so you know how much life insurance coverage would be suitable for your circumstance. So if you have a few minutes, set aside some time this week to talk things out and make sure your family's protected should something happen. Disability insurance sounds a little crazy. Maybe you don't have it because, frankly, you don't see the benefits. You're healthy, you have a pretty good job where you don't think you'll get injured, and it seems pointless to have another insurance bill. I get it. And to be honest, disability insurance isn't doing itself any favors. The name alone throws you off. Maybe they should take a page from Britain and rebrand themselves, as Jennifer Fitzgerald explains.
It's hard to understand just based on the name. In other countries like the UK, it's actually called more accurately income protection, because that's exactly what it is. So what long-term or short-term disability is just protecting your income in case an injury or an illness happens and you're unable to work past whatever sick paid days that you get from your employer, right?
Sounds better already, doesn't it? But there's more. Disability insurance is broken up into long and short-term.
So short-term disability is designed to cover shorter-term illnesses, right? Like the flu or, you know, a back injury that takes you out for a couple of weeks. You know, interestingly enough, maternity is considered a short-term disability as well. So that's how to think about short-term disability. And long-term disability, again, is for longer-term things, typically things that could impact your ability to work for 60 to 90 days or longer. So think about the things that could happen, right? So, you know, cancer and then treatment for that cancer, some other serious illness, you know, some serious accident that keeps you out of work for that period of time. And what the disability insurance does is it replaces a part of your income. One thing that people don't realize is that long-term illnesses and, you know, health conditions are one of the leading causes of bankruptcies and home foreclosures, right? Because you don't have unlimited sick leave from your employer. So after a certain amount of time, you just stop getting a paycheck if you're unable to work. And that's where disability insurance kicks in. And that's why it's so important to think about and make sure you either have enough savings in place or have disability insurance in place.
If you're looking to grab some disability insurance, it can pay to start with your employer.
So the first thing I would encourage somebody to do is understand if their employer offers it, right? Not every employer does, but, you know, talk to your HR and benefits manager to understand how much coverage you might already have through your employer and whether there is additional voluntary coverage that you can sign up for and then pay the premium on. I can't tell you how many people come to our site, you know, read about disability insurance, and then go back and use that information and realize, oh, I actually already have decent coverage through my employer, which is great. So I would encourage folks to understand what level they have to work, if at all, and what additional options. And if your employer does provide it and there's an ability to, you know, top up coverage, we always encourage people to get as much coverage as you can through your employer, because that's the most cost-effective route for disability insurance.
So if you haven't already, go ahead and get some disability insurance. Another piece of coverage you might want to consider is life insurance. Yeah, it's a bit depressing to think about dying. But when we went over it, we tried to focus on the positive, having something set aside for the girls and each other during a difficult time. One of the first decisions you'll probably make is whether to go with term or whole life insurance.
For the vast majority of people, term life insurance is going to be the better option. And the way to figure out which is right for you is to understand why you're in the market for life insurance, right? Mm-hmm. So is it around income protection? Meaning, do you need to insure the life of the person who is providing income or, you know, valuable services to the family? So even a stay-at-home parent should have life insurance, for example, you know, because replacing what that stay-at-home parent does for the family would cost a lot in the event of their early death. So if the main purpose for you to get life insurance is income protection because you don't have enough savings to withstand, you know, if one or both breadwinners or stay-at-home parents passes away, then term insurance is probably the right product for you, right? Mm-hmm. What term insurance does is it provides life insurance during a specified term, right? And typically that's between 10 and 20 years. And that's because most people don't need life insurance for their whole life. They just need it while they have liabilities, such as a mortgage payment, such as young children who, you know, they need to care for and put through college, and things of that nature, right? So The idea is as your assets accumulate over time and as your liabilities decrease over time, you know, then there could come a point where you don't need any life insurance. You can effectively self-insure. So that's how you think about term insurance. Whole life insurance may be appropriate if you have more complicated financial needs, if you have any estate planning needs, such that, you know, estate taxes may kick in at the end of your life, then whole life insurance might be appropriate. You know, the thing is, for the same amount of death benefit, whole life insurance is going to be typically significantly more expensive. So, you know, that's why we tell people to really understand why you need it and make sure you're choosing the appropriate product. Knowing that for the vast majority of people, particularly younger people who have families they're caring for, term life insurance is going to be the appropriate product there.
Once you decide what kind of policy works best for you, then it's the fun part. How do you figure out how much is enough? There's a lot of things to think about, but thankfully, Jennifer has a few guidelines to get you started.
The best way to do it, to make sure you get the right amount, is to do basically a simple kind of worksheet approach with your needs, right? So, you know, we typically start with income replacement, right? So, you know, assuming that somebody were to pass away, how many years would you want to replace income for your family, right? So if the spouse was making $50,000 a year, how many years would you want that $50,000 replaced for the family, right? So, you know, and that can go anywhere from 3 to 5 or maybe even a bit more in years. So there's that. The other big chunk is around liabilities, right? So if you've got a mortgage, that goes on there. If you've got other debts to pay off, particularly cosign debt that the other spouse would be less responsible for, that goes on there. Mm-hmm. The other big piece that goes into the calculation is children, right? So what we do on our online life insurance calculator is take, you know, what the ages of the children are, factor in an appropriate amount of child care expenses, you know, till they're, you know, late adolescence, early teens. And then ask, do you want life insurance to provide for their college education? And if so, what type of college education, right? You know, 4-year, 2-year, public, private. And we pulled, you know, projections on what that might cost, you know, into the future. And that's typically the big chunks that go into calculating how much life insurance that you need. So it's income replacement, it's paying off debts and liabilities, and providing for any kids.
No amount of money will ever be able to replace you or cover all losses. All we can do with insurance is set aside just something to help and offer a little bit of protection for our loved ones.
What we do find, because it is a difficult conversation to have, is just relief. Kind of like, oh, I'm glad I've got that done, right? It's been on the back of my mind. You know, we see a lot of new parents come through and buy life insurance or disability insurance from us, and it's just that relief factor, like, thank goodness if something were to happen, you know, this has been taken care of, right? Because it's so easy to mentally push off and procrastinate because it's unpleasant to think about and, you know, there's paperwork involved and you have to get a medical exam. But the way we like to tell people is like, listen, you don't have to do this every month. You just have to do it, you know, once and then revisit that every few years in case you don't have enough coverage.
Special thanks again to Jennifer for taking the time and sharing her expertise. If you're looking for some calculators and insurance resources, please check out Policy Genius. They have a guide just for disability insurance and an insurance checkup tool to help you spot any holes in your coverage. I'll have the links up in the show notes along with more resources. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Every tweet, Facebook like, and pin you make gets the word out. So thank you so much for your support. Next episode, we're getting into living abroad. Sarah Lee Kane from High Fiving Dollars talks about the realities and finances of a global life. So if you don't want to miss out, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's free and easy. We're out there on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Google Play. You can also grab the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. And if you enjoy the podcast and find it helpful, could you please leave a review? It only takes about a minute, but it is a huge help and would get the word out on Couple Money. Thanks again for listening, and take care.